All this week, we're reviewing the top local news stories of 2025 as it happened in chronological order. Today, we recall stories from the September-October timeframe. September began with an investigator in K-State's Civil Rights and Title IX office coming under scrutiny after resurfaced social media posts critical of Israel and supportive of Palestine drew accusations of extremism and anti-Semitism. The posts were attributed to Darren Borders, an investigative specialist hired in May. Critics also pointed to Borders' reported ties to the Kansas Socialist Book Club, which has publicly called for the destruction of Israel and expressed support for Hamas, a group designated by the U.S. government as a terrorist organization. Former Kansas Governor Jeff Collier, who is also seeking the office in 2026, condemned the hire, saying someone with those views cannot fairly handle discrimination cases. The university initially declined comment, but later confirmed that Borders was placed on administrative leave. The controversy revived debate over free speech, the Kansas Board of Regents' social media policy, and whether personal posts can affect public trust. Kansas State University also renamed its civil rights office amid national pressure to roll back DEI initiatives. Controversy erupted on the Manhattan Ogden School Board in September over a comment made on social media by board member Katie Allen after the shooting death of political influencer Charlie Kirk in Utah. Allen was replying to a repost on Facebook by then-candidate and now board member-elect Courtney Jane Hockman. The original post included a quote from Kirk, who once said, quote, "I think it's worth it to have a cost of, unfortunately, some gun deaths every single year so that we can have the Second Amendment to protect our God-given rights." Allen replied, "Well deserved." She later deleted the post and apologized, but not before the comment was screenshotted, sparking outrage from local residents. Gavin Caldwell of K-State Turning Point USA, an organization that Kirk started, was one of many who spoke out at a September 17th school board meeting.
"I will stand here each and every meeting until you're gone. But most importantly, and something you will likely not hear from anyone tonight, back to number one on this poster. I am praying for you, Katie, but only because you need Jesus in this time of your life to keep you sane from the army that is coming your way."
Former Riley County Police Department Director Brad Schoen also spoke at the meeting.
"To contend that it's acceptable to kill someone for his speech and then notify the police when others hold you accountable for your speech is nonsensical, cynical, and hypocritical. In the meantime, let me save you some time concerning my comments. I got a copy for you. Feel free to share it with law enforcement when you send them to my house. I'm pretty sure they know where to find me."
The tweet garnered the attention of state leaders, including State Senator Ty Masterson and former Governor Jeff Collier, both calling on Allen to resign. The board also passed a resolution on a 5-1 vote, calling on Allen to step down. Board President Kristen Brighton.
"Katie, I believe that you did not celebrate violence, and I believe that you realize that you made a big mistake. But I do believe that for the board to go forward, I think you're going to have to step down. We're going to spend every meeting now talking about this, unfortunately."
Here's board member Kurt Herman at the time.
"While I respect that everyone is entitled to their own views, this particular matter is significant and will continue to resurface, placing additional strain on the board and the district."
Board member Jamie Morris Hardiman was the lone board member to defend Allen.
"Dr. Allen has the right to her opinions. She has the right to speak her voice."
Allen refused to resign, though she did step down from her leadership role as board vice president. The social media comment also cost Allen her job at the Kansas State Department of Education. She has remained defiant in meetings since then, snapping back at her critics at an October 1st board meeting.
"For everyone that has come up and said whatever they'd like to say, I can tell you I've had many more people reach out to me and say thank you for not resigning. Thank you for not giving in to the bullies that have sent me mean messages on social media. Thanks for taking a stand, for being able to say things, and not having a vigilante army come after you."
Allen has filed a wrongful termination lawsuit against the state of Kansas and Education Commissioner Randy Watson. Coming up later in the hour, we'll continue our year in review with more news from the fall months, including enrollment trends at K-State and impacts of the government shutdown. I'm Brandon Peoples, News Radio KMAN.